This is an Al Jazeera web producer in Tahrir Square in Cairo. It's been a while since we filed an audit report. It was hard to make calls for a while. Our tweets have been going out from the front lines. Today has been a really tense day outside of Tahrir Square, especially after the media crackdown yesterday. Many international journalists are leaving. Many are afraid of being arrested, detained by military intelligence, attacked by thugs. Al Jazeera has obviously been targeted by the government and by pro-Mubarak supporters. But we made it inside. We went down the Corniche Road through the Asramiel Bridge entrance, where there was a large, large crowd of anti-government protesters entering very peacefully, very calmly. The army wasn't stopping anybody. Once we got past the army checkpoint, as usual, there were two or three rows of anti-government protesters patting us down, checking for weapons, checking IDs, but they were extremely welcoming to international journalists. They want them here. There was a woman standing inside with a phone from the International Syndicate of Journalists, and they were telling everyone to go get the number. Inside the square, the mood is quite happy. I think supplies are getting in. Obviously, more people are getting in. There's a huge crowd here now, maybe the biggest since Tuesday. Outside, however, things remain very tense, and no one is quite sure if the pro-Mubarak crowd will come back. I was told by one person in here that the fact that there are no more pro-Mubarak supporters waiting at the gates or protesting or waving flags like they were on Wednesday is an indication of how they essentially were paid or ordered by the government to attend. Because if not, then presumably they would still be here. If they had a true passion for the cause, they would still be here. But they seem to have melted away.